Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jayo Giri Varadhari Jayo Giri Varadhari Jayo Jayo Yashoda Nandana Jayo Braj Jana Ranjana Jayo Braj Jana Ranjana Jayo Jayo Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo
Jayam Vishnupada Paramahams Parivrajaka Acharya Shrutar Shashamata Bhai Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jayam Vishnupada Paramahams Parivrajaka Acharya Shrutar Shashamata Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Braj Bhumi Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Purushottam Kshetra Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Ganga Maiya Ki Jai Jamuna Maiya Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Srimati Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai Samaved Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai Tai Gaur Premanande All glories to assembled devotees All glories to assembled devotees All glories to assembled devotees All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Hare Krishna. So today we have a very, very unique and special verse. So only invocation is there. So we'll recite the invocation. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya You just can recite. Matajis. Om Namo Bhagavate Om. O my Lord. Namaha. My respectful obeisances unto you. Bhagavate. Unto the personality of Godhead. Vasudevaya. Unto Lord Krishna, the son of Vasudev. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O my Lord, the all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. Vasudevaya means to Krishna, the son of Vasudev. Since by chanting the name of Krishna, Vasudev, one can achieve all the good results of charity, austerity and penances. It is to be understood that by chanting of this mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, the author or the speaker or any one of the readers of Srimad Bhagavatam is offering respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Krishna, the reservoir of all pleasure. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the principles of creation are described, and thus the first canto may be called as creation. Similarly, in the second canto, the post-creation cosmic manifestation is described. The different planetary systems are described in the second canto as different parts of universal body of the Lord. For this reason, the second canto may be called the cosmic manifestation. There are 10 chapters in the second canto, and in these 10 chapters, the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam and the different symptoms of this purpose are narrated. The first chapter describes the glories of chanting, and it hints at the process by which the neophyte devotees may perform meditation on the universal form of the Lord. In the first verse, Shukadeva Goswami replies to the questions of Maharaj Parikshit, who asked him about one's duties at the point of death. Maharaj Parikshit was glad to receive Shukadeva Goswami, and he was proud of being a descendant of Arjuna, the intimate friend of Krishna. Personally, he was very humble and meek, but he expressed his gladness that Lord Krishna was very kind to his grandfathers, the son of Pandu, especially his own grandfather Arjuna. And because Lord Krishna was always pleased with Maharaj Parikshit's family, at the verge of Maharaj Parikshit's death, Shukdev Goswami was sent to help him in the process of self-realization. Maharaj Parikshit was a devotee of Lord Krishna from his childhood, so he had natural affection for Krishna. Shukdev Goswami could understand his devotion, therefore he welcomed the questions about the king's duty. Because the king hinted that worship of Lord Krishna is the ultimate function of every living entity, Shukdev Goswami welcomed the suggestion and said, because you have raised questions about Krishna, your question is most glorious. The translation of the first verse is as follows. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyasha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, so welcome everyone to our morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. So today we are beginning the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And this is the Mangalacharan verse which we recited. That is invocation. Prabhupada writes a very wonderful purport to it. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami says there are three objectives of Mangalacharan. Sei Mangalacharan hoye trivida prakar, vastu nirdesh, ashirvad, namaskar. So three things are described when an author writes Mangalacharan. First, he describes the objective of the book, Vastu Nirdesh. Ashirvad, he gives blessings to the readers, whoever will read this book, what he will get. And he seeks blessings of the Acharyas and Krishna. So in this invocation, the blessings of the Supreme Lord is invoked. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And Srila Prabhupada, he writes wonderfully the summary of the second canto and what is described in the first canto. And in the last few lines of the purport, Prabhupada writes, Maharaj Parikshit was a great devotee of Krishna from childhood. He had natural affection for Krishna. It is described in the first canto. Savai Bhagavato Raja Pandaveyo Maharatha Bal Kriyanakai Kriyan Krishna Kriyamya Adade. So even as a child, he would play with dolls of Krishna. And therefore, Shukdeva Goswami could understand his devotion and he glorified the questions of Parikshit Maharaj. So in this second canto, the creation topic comes three times. So in the second canto and third canto, total five times the description of the universal form comes. And in Bhagavatam and in Bhagavad Gita also, we have heard that creation, the universal form, is an imaginary form of the Lord. So then why Shukdeva Goswami is spending so much of the time describing an imaginary form? That too five times. One time Sarup Damodar Goswami Maharaj, he approached Srila Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, we are planning to open an institute for preaching to scientific community. And we will name that institute as Bhaktivedanta Research Institute. So Prabhupada said, why research? All the research is already done. And the results are published in Bhagavatam. So you name that institute as Bhaktivedanta Institute. That is BI. So this universal form, although it is an imaginary form, but it is a very, very important form to be understood. Even in Bhagavad Gita, it has three parts, karma, bhakti and jnana. And the middle part is bhakti yoga. And bhakti yoga is the ultimate knowledge. What is the ultimate knowledge given in Bhagavad Gita in this middle six chapters? That is very interesting. Although it is called as bhakti yoga, if we analyze these six chapters, the seventh chapter is knowledge of the absolute. In that what is described, Krishna is saying, Bhumi, Rapo, Analo, Vayu, you know, all these are my energies. Apareyam, Itastvanyam, there is another energy. There is lower, inferior energy. There is higher, spiritual energy, Jiva, Bhutam. So all this is described in the seventh chapter. The knowledge of the material world. The elements and the cosmic world. And then eighth chapter describes Yoga Mishra Bhakti. How a Ashtanga yogi attains liberation, the path of light, path of darkness. Then the ninth chapter, which is the middlemost chapter. In one way it is the, you know, the middlemost and the essence of Bhagavad Gita is given in very wonderful verses. In ninth chapter. But what is Krishna saying in most of that chapter is, you know, he describes the material universe. Maya tadam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murti. Now what is this avyakta murti? That is the universal form, the impersonal form. And some details are described about devotional service. You know, ananya chintayanto mam, and then man mana bhav mad bhakto. Only few verses describe bhakti directly. And then 10th chapter is what? The material opulence of the absolute. How you can see Lord in this world. And then Arjuna says, I want to see that form. Then 11th chapter is universal form directly. And then 12th chapter, Krishna says, he tells some of the qualities required to practice this process. And then bhakti section is over. So if we see this bhakti section, Krishna is talking about the first step in God realization. That is the chapter, name of the first chapter of the second canto. The first step in God realization. So it is very, very important to hear these subject matters so that we can get purified of our material contaminations. Shukadeva Goswami says in the second canto, in one verse, Mayam varnayato amushya ishwarasya anumoditaha shrinvata shraddhaya nityam mayayatmanam huyati. So he says, if a devotee, a practitioner hears about the universal form, the creation of the Lord, the maya of the Lord, what will be the result? Shrinvata, if one hears shraddhaya with faith, nityam, regularly, mayayatma na muhyati, he will not be bewildered by maya. And in Bhagavatam we see that any you know hearer, either Parikshit Maharaj or Dhruv Maharaj or Narad or Vidur, whenever he offers prayers or asks something, the first question he asks is the influence of the material energy. So how this material world is acting. So therefore it is very, very important that these descriptions, they are very, very important for the sadhakas to understand, so that we know how the material world and how the material energy works, so that it makes a very, very solid foundation on which we can start building the building of devotional service. So in the Jaladuta diary, Srila Prabhupada, he writes the titles of all these cantos. And they were a little different from what Srila Prabhupada, you know, published later. So first canto he entitles as the absolute truth. Second canto he names as symptoms of objectivity. Third canto, the creation of material world. Fourth, the sub-creators. Fifth canto, the planetary system. Sixth canto, Lord the protector, that is Poshanam. And the seventh canto is creative impetus. And that's how he continues, 8, 9, 10th also. So in the third canto, Parikshit Maharaj asks Shukdev Goswami, please tell me about the genealogical line of Swayambhuva Manu. And Shukdev Goswami took four cantos to describe he says, actually I want to hear about all the Manus. So Shukdev Goswami starts with Swayambhuva Manu and takes four cantos. So Shukdev Goswami, when he did that, Parikshit Maharaj says in the 7th, 8th canto that I wanted to hear all the 14 Manvantars. You have spoken one Manvantar for four cantos. So what about the 13 remaining? So Shukdev Goswami summarizes all the 13 in 8th canto, in 24 chapters. And in that he describes in detail about all the future Manvantars also. Current is the 7th Manvantar going on. So all the future Manvantars he also describes. Who will be the Manu, who will be the Manuputra, Sureshwara, Devatas, Amshavatar, Rishis. These are the 6 personalities, they appear. Manvantaram, Manurdeva, Manuputra, Sureshwara, Ishwaro, Rishayo, Amshavatarascha, Hare Shadvidham Uchyate. In every Manvantar, Lord appears in 6 forms. So I am the ruling Manu, then the sons of the Manu, the Devatas, the great Rishis, the Indra, king of heaven, and Amshavatar. So Shukdev Goswami describes about all that in the 8th canto. And then he writes 9th canto as the science of God, 10th canto as the summum bonum, 11th canto as the path of liberation. So what leads to Shukdev Goswami to speak 2nd canto? So we'll just go a little back. And in the 19th chapter, Parikshit Maharaj is asking in a very, very humble way that I am a Kshatra Bandhava. I am a friend of a Kshatriya. I didn't deserve. All of you great sages, you have come, and Shukdev Goswami, you have come because I am connected to my grandfathers. And he glorifies Shukdev Goswami. Yesham samsmaranat pumsam sadyo shudhyanti vaigrihat. So Parikshit Maharaj is saying, actually it is by the mercy of my great grandfathers that Krishna has sent you. Otherwise, that's what Prabhupada also writes here, that Parikshit Maharaj was thinking that I am connected to my grandfathers. That's why Krishna has sent Shukdev Goswami. So that is the mood of a devotee. Always humble, meek and humble, Prabhupada writes. He is meek and humble. He expressed his gladness that Krishna has sent Shukdev Goswami because he is connected to Pandavas. Apite Bhagavan Prita Krishna Pandu Sutapriyaha. Because Krishna is very, very attached to my grandfathers. That's why he has sent you, O my Lord. And Parikshit Maharaj says that actually you don't stay at a place for more than a time to milk cow. So actually, Shukdev Goswami, when he goes to a place, he doesn't go to drink milk. It is a way to, you know, tell a unit of time. Just like if somebody says that, if somebody asks, how far it takes to go from temple to Grand Road? Somebody may say one round of chanting Hare Krishna. You know. So that is not the, you know, measurement of time. But that is a conventional way of telling, ek mala karoge to pahunch jaoge udhar, you know. So that's how it takes 7-8 minutes. So that's how Shukdev Goswami, he would go for time which is required to milk the cow. And then that's how Parikshit Maharaj, he continues that you have appeared by the mercy of the Lord, and therefore in the 37th and 38th verses he asks questions. Purushasya yatkaryam mriyamanasya sarvatha. So what is the duty of a person who is about to die, and duty of all people? And then he says what one should hear, chant and remember, and what one should not. So that is how the second chapter begins. So this second canto describes, second canto begins. So that's how the second canto describes wonderful descriptions in the first chapter, which is entitled The First Step in God Realization. Shukdev Goswami describes the Brahman aspect of the Lord. Second canto, he goes into more detail, more deeper, and he describes the Paramatma aspect. And the third chapter, he describes pure devotional service, the Bhagavan aspect of the Lord. That's how Shukdev Goswami is going into the, you know, progressive understanding of the different stages of realization. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Shabdyati. So all these complicated descriptions, they may look boring sometimes, and a devotee may want to escape these descriptions so that some pastime will come. So when third canto gets over, then, you know, devotees, they get a relief. Ho gaya, description khatam. You know, now we'll hear some pastime. But these descriptions are very, very important so that our faith in Krishna as a supreme personality gets more and more strong. In fact, Shukdev Goswami tells in the end of the 5th canto that the creation pastimes of the Lord are easy to understand than the 10th canto pastimes. So it may look a little strange. For us it is the other way around. We may think like that. But Krishna Chakravarti Thakur says that actually no one can imitate the creation pastimes of the Lord. It is easy to imitate the Rasa Leela pastimes and all the other various pastimes which Krishna performs as an ordinary child. Nobody can say, I will also create a universe. That is very clear that nobody can imitate Mahavishnu Leela. And that establishes Krishna as a Supreme Lord. So one devotee went to Prabhupada and said, he said, Prabhupada, I am reading this purport which you have written in the second canto. I am not able to understand. Prabhupada said, read it again. And he made him sit there and made him read again. Second time he read the whole purport. Prabhupada said, did you understand? He said, no. Read it again. Prabhupada made him read 4-5 times the purport. And then he said, yes, Prabhupada understood. And then Prabhupada said, if you don't understand, please keep reading it again and again. Even if you don't understand. Yeva nahi bujhe keha shunite shunite seha kiyad bhuta chaitanya charita. Krishna upaji bepriti jani bera sera riti shuni lei bada hoye hit. Kaviraj Goswami also says the same thing about Chaitanya Charitamrita. Even if you don't understand, please keep reading. The various ecstatic transformations of Mahaprabhu are difficult to understand. Mahaprabhu is in ecstasy and his joints are separated by 6 inches. And all these things are very difficult. But if we just have faith in these pastimes and read it, then we will slowly enter into the Krishna Bhakti Siddhanta. And then we'll understand. So therefore, this knowledge of Krishna Bhakti Siddhanta is so very rare. And to make it understand, to make it strong, we have to understand it with our intelligence. That's why our Acharya Shukdeva Goswami has deliberately described such details of creation so that we are forced to use our intelligence. Kya hai kya cheez? What is written there? And for most of us, it was like something from the other world. But by the mercy of some devotees like, you know, Pavneshwar Prabhu, Balram Shakti Prabhu and some more devotees, Gaurang Darshan Prabhu. Now we have, at least I have understood little bit about, you know, these creation pastimes. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita also, Esha te abhita sankhe buddhi yoge timam shunu buddhya yukto yaya partha karma bandhan prahasyasi. So this is a very, very important transitional verse in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna is saying, use your buddhi and connect to me. So that is buddhi yoga. Of course, the ultimate understanding of buddhi yoga is given in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says, dadami buddhi yogam. I give the intelligence by which one can practice devotional service. But Arjuna, Krishna is saying in the second chapter, use your intelligence and learn how you will apply the knowledge of Atma Gyan which I have given to you earlier. Because previous to 39th verse of the second chapter, Krishna describes Atma Gyan. What is the knowledge of the soul? So after understanding Atma Gyan, what one should do? One should try to understand what will happen to me after death. These are the questions which naturally comes when one understands I am not this body, I am soul. In the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asks a question. That is a very, very important question. Evam satata yuktaye bhaktastvam pariyupasate ye chapi aksharam avyaktam tesham keyog vittama. He asks, O Krishna, which is better? Working in devotion, understanding the devotional aspect of the Lord, or understanding the impersonal aspect of the Lord. Baldev Vidya Bhushan writes a very, very wonderful commentary to this verse. He says, actually what Arjuna is asking is, you have described to me two things. In the first 6 chapters, you have described me Atma Gyan. And in 7 to 12 chapters, you have described me Bhagavat Gyan. Which is better? What I should practice? And Krishna, he answers very clearly. Maya veshya manoye mam nitya yukta upasate shraddhaya pareopetas teme yukta tamamataha. Very clearly Krishna says that begin with understanding Bhagavad Gyan and Atma Gyan will come automatically. And that is the glory of Srila Prabhupada. in all these purports of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada has focused on Bhagavad Gyan, Ishwara Gyan. And naturally, the knowledge of Atma Gyan comes. This knowledge of Ishwara is so very rare. Who is that Supreme Personality? It comes in the fourth canto. Atri Muni is doing tapasya because he wants a son. He wants a son like the Supreme Lord. And the thoughts of Atri Muni are very, very interesting. So Atri Muni, he is praying, Sharanam tam prapadyeham yaiva jagadishwarah prajam atmasamam mahyam prayachhatvaiti chintayan. He is praying to the Lord, O Jagadishwara, whoever you may be. So he is not sure. Prabhupada writes, who is that Jagadishwara? Atri Muni didn't know. He knew that somebody is controlling the universe, but who is that person? He doesn't know. So it may look very strange that he is son of Brahma, and Brahma is Sampradaya Acharya, and the son of Brahma doesn't know who is the Supreme. So that is how the rare knowledge of Bhagavad Gyan is. He knows somebody is Supreme, but he doesn't know who is that Supreme. And when Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, all three appears, he asks them directly, may I know whom I have called by my prayers? Aap teenon mein se kaun supreme aap hi bata dijiye. So that is the confusion Atri Muni had. So this knowledge of Ishwara Gyan is so very rare. But by mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, this knowledge is so very easily available. Krishna Bhakti Siddhanta Gan Yate Prafulla Padma Vantara Madhukari Aswadan Prema Rasa Kumudvane Prafullita Ratri Dine Tate Charao Mano Bhringagan. That's why Kaviraj Goswami is again and again telling, please make your mind as a swan and indulge in understanding and hearing the pastimes of Krishna and understanding the philosophy of Krishna. It is a very, very rare knowledge which we have received by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and by mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In 9th chapter of Adilila, Kaviraj Goswami describes a wonderful tree of devotional service, Bhakti Kalpa Vriksha. And that this chapter shows how eager Krishna is in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give the highest knowledge of Prema Bhakti. And there, Kaviraj Goswami describes in detail, Prabhu kahe ami vishwambara namadhari, nama sarthak hoye yadi preme vishwabhari. So Mahaprabhu is thinking, I have taken this name Vishwambar. Vishwambar means one who maintains the world. And this name will be fulfilled when I fill this world with this love of God. And thinking like this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became a gardener. Who becomes a gardener? Nobody likes to do that menial job of sowing some small plants. Everybody wants to do big, big things, right? Who likes to become a gardener? Eta chinti laila prabhu malakara dharma navadipe arambhila falodhyana karma. But Mahaprabhu, he became a gardener. And in Navadip, he started gardening. And this gardener, he brought a very, very special seed of devotional service from Goloka Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Malakara Prithvi Teyani Bhakti Kalpataru Ropila Sinchi Ichchapani. This is a very important word. Bhakti Kalpataru Ropila, he planted the seed of devotional service and he is watering it with what? Ichha Pani. The desire of Mahaprabhu is the water. Mahaprabhu wants to fill the entire world with this love of God and he is watering the seed with his desire. This Bhakti Lata Beej is a very common word we have heard many times. What is exactly this Bhakti Lata Beej? Prabhupada writes in the purport of Madhya Leela, 19th chapter, 152 verse. Very wonderful understanding and definition of what is Bhakti Lata Beej. He says, the methods rules and regulations by which one is perfectly trained in devotional service constitutes the Bhakti Lata Beej. Very, very scientific understanding, no imagination, no esoteric understanding of Bhakti Lata Beej hota kya. The methods, rules and regulations by which one is trained in devotional service. And that's what Mahaprabhu has brought. He has planted these seeds of devotional service. And when the first Ankur came, that Ankur is Madhavendra Puri. He is Bhakti Kalpa Vrikshateho Prathama Ankur. And then the roots are described. There are 9 roots of devotional service, the tree of devotional service. And the prominent is Paramananda Puri. And then this tree started growing bigger and bigger. The branches started spreading all over the world. And Prabhupada writes, our ISKCON is one of the branches of the Chaitanya tree. So that is a very, very wonderful thing Prabhupada writes there. And then as the tree is growing, it has fruits. Generally the fruits grow at the end of the branches. But this tree is such a wonderful tree, fruits are growing everywhere. On the trunk, on the branches, on the end of the branches, sab jagah, everywhere fruits are growing. And the cost of this fruit is amazing. He says, Tri jagate yatvache dhanaratna mani ek phalir mulyataha kari nahi gani. Even if you sell the 3 worlds, you will not be able to buy 1 fruit. That is the cost of this fruit of devotional service. But what Mahaprabhu is doing? Paki laya prema phal amrita madhur vilaye chaitanya mali nahi laye mool. Mahaprabhu is not asking for any price for it. He is distributing free of cost. And then he is not even asking for qualification. And he is worried. He is thinking, so many fruits have come. How many fruits I'll eat alone? How many fruits I can distribute alone? And then he is pleading to each and every devotee, please help me. And he is telling, ekala uthai adite hoye parishram. Alone, how will I carry all these fruits? How will I distribute? How will I eat all that? So therefore, Atev ami agya dilu sabakare yaha taha prema phala deha yare tare. Therefore, I am giving order to each and every devotee. Mahaprabhu is saying, please distribute these fruits everywhere. So that is how desperate Mahaprabhu is to distribute these fruits of devotional service. And he is saying, please relish and distribute. And the relishing of these fruit of devotional service starts with understanding the basic knowledge of Atma and creation. And then of course, when we dive in these pastimes of Krishna, then it is very, very sweet. Nana bhaver bhaktajan hamsa chakra vakagan yate sabe kore na vihar. Krishna keli sumrinal yaha pai sarvakal bhakta hamsa karoe ahar. So devotees, they are like swan. And swans, they have a tendency to eat the stem of the lotus. They like that. Kaviraj Goswami says, become like a swan and go deep in this nectar of Krishna katha and Chaitanya Leela and indulge in hearing these pastimes. And that's how Kaviraj Goswami is describing the mentality and the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in planting this tree of devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada is so very wonderful. He has given it in such a wonderful and simple way that anyone can understand. This knowledge is not so easily available. One time Vitthaleshwar Prabhu, he recalls that Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, he brought a Hindi scholar, the professor of Hinduism, to meet with Srila Prabhupada. And he entered Prabhupada's room and Prabhupada asked, so what is Hinduism? So this professor said, Swamiji, I don't know, you tell me. He was thinking, Prabhupada will say something and then he will defeat Prabhupada. But Prabhupada was no less. Prabhupada looked at Swarup Bhakti Swarup Damodar Goswami Maharaj and he asked, he is teaching what he doesn't know. What do you call such person? So Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj said, he is cheater, Prabhupada. We call this person cheater. So Prabhupada turned to this professor and says that he is calling you cheater. What you have to say? So this person, some argument started back and forth. And professor, he actually submitted he was a cheater. But then he was so crazy, he said, but I am an honest cheater. And then at one point of time, Prabhupada talked about surrendering to spiritual master, Tadviddhi Pranipatena. And he was explaining, this professor didn't agree to the translation of Prabhupada. And he said, Swamiji, I want the etymological meaning of surrender. So Prabhupada, he started telling, you don't know what the word surrender means? And this professor said, no, Swamiji, I don't agree to your explanation. I want the original etymological explanation. Prabhupada pointed to the door and said, get out of the door. Get out of here, you don't need a guru, you need a Sanskrit teacher. And then, this person, he started becoming more and more angry. And as this conversation is going on, there is a debate going on now. And Brahmanand Prabhu, he heard all that. He is there downstairs and it is going on the first floor. So he started climbing up. And he is a very strong, heavy, tall. So, the sound is coming, dhap, 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 he is climbing. And everybody understood Brahmanand is coming. And as he opened the door with a, boom, everybody understood. Now he is going to do something. And just seeing Brahmanand Prabhu, he said, have I said something wrong? Have I offended you? So Brahmanand Prabhu said, sir, before you do, please come with me. And he literally lifted him and brought him back, brought him out of the room. So Prabhupada, he explained all these difficult concepts of who is God and what is Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagwan in such simple way, which all these professors also don't understand. And the world is full of people who don't accept the simple process of Krishna consciousness. That's why Srila Prabhupada has given this such a wonderful simple process of understanding who is God, who is Krishna, how to render devotional service. And on top of that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Supreme Lord, he keeps on giving additional bonus. Just like now Chaturmas has come, then this Purushottam Mas is coming. So all these are the additional ways where we can, increase our devotional service. And when we hear the word Chaturmas, it brings the word austerities. Chaturmas matlab everybody has to do some austerity. And we have heard so many lectures. Prabhupada speaks about this. Tapo divyam putrakayena sattvam shuddye desmad brahma saukhyam tunantam. The human form of life is meant for tapasya. And Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, yagya dana tapak karma natyajyam karyam evatat. The sacrifice, austerity and charity, they purify even great liberated beings. They should never be given up. So when these things are spoken, naturally we start thinking that thoda tapasya to karna chahiye, We should do some tapasya. Even in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Rukmini Devi is writing a letter to Krishna, because she is about to get married to Shishupal, and she is speaking seven verses. She writes seven verses that in that letter. And one of the verses she writes is, Purteshta datta niyama vratadeva vipra guru archana diviralam bhagavan pareshaha aradhito yadigada grajametya pani grihanatuna medamaghosh sutadayonye. In that, Rukmini Devi is telling, O my Lord, if I have performed sufficient tapasya, sacrifice, charity, let this son of Damghosh not take me. And then Chakravarti Thakur writes that Krishna, he may think that, well, why I should accept you? what is your qualification? So she says that actually I will, if you don't accept me, I have done so much of tapasya my whole life, but if you don't accept me, I will continue to do tapasya for 100 lifetimes. I'll give up my life, again take birth, again I'll do tapasya, again I'll give up my life, and this way I'll do it for 100 lifetimes if you don't accept me. Yasyangri pankajarajasnapanam mahanto vanchantyumapatirivatmatamopahatyai yarhiyam bujakshana labheya bhavat prasadam jahyanashun vratkrishan shatjanma bhisyat. He's saying, oh my lord, if you don't accept me, I'll give up my life and I'll keep on doing tapasya for many, many lifetimes till the time you don't accept me. So that is the importance of doing tapasya. Of course, this tapasya is not, you know, ordinary tapasya which has no devotion. It is devotional tapasya, because if bhakti is not there, all the tapasya is of no use. If somebody is doing Nirjal Ekadashi and all the time is thinking of what should I eat, what will I eat next day, then the purpose is defeated. Aradhito yadi hari tapasatatah kim, naradhito yadi hari tapasatatah kim. And it is described again and again that if you are not remembering Krishna, what is the use of being a great philosopher? What is the use of being a great tapasvi? What is the use of being a great charitable person? Tapasvino dana parayashasvino manasvino mantra vidosu mangalah shemam navindanti vinaya darpanam tasmai subhadra shravase namo namaha. All our activities in Krishna consciousness should make us more conscious of Krishna, absorbed in Krishna. You know, all of us must have heard that video clip of Swayam Bhagwan Kesha Maharaj where he is saying that, you know, somebody told him, it is nice to be absorbed in seva, but it is also a service to be absorbed. So are we absorbed in Krishna? We may be doing so many big things, but absorption in Krishna is also very important. In whatever we are doing, if we are not absorbed, then the purpose is defeated. Krishna is not pleased by anything external, right? So therefore, mere austerity doesn't please Krishna. We have to understand the intention of why we are doing the austerity. So while in this Chaturmas, as many of us will be doing some physical austerities, some devotees, they eat only once a day, only one time grains. Some devotees, they don't eat grains at all. And some different devotees, they take different vows. And of course, austerity is important. But in Kali Yuga, anyways, the bodily capacity is less. You know, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he recalls that when he was one time getting operated for some problem in Mumbai, and he was admitted in the hospital, and Srila Prabhupada, he came to know that he is getting operated in India. He is from America. Why is he getting operated in India? So he, you know, came to stop him. Don't get operated here. But by the time he was already inside the operation theater, and the doctors, they gave him anesthesia and told him to count from 10 to 1. He started counting 10, 9, 8, and by 7 he was gone. And then after he came out of the dream, he told Prabhupada what he saw when he was under anesthesia. He said, you know, when I was in anesthesia, I saw that all the previous acharyas, they have come and they have called you. And they are asking for a report. You know, just like on Brahmotsav day, all the departments, they give report, you know, saal mein ye kiya hai aur ye karna hai. So all the acharyas, they are asking for report. What is your report? Prabhupada said, I have studied the people of this planet. They had no capacity for any type of austerity. Kuch nahi kar sakte apasya. And they cannot study also nicely, nor they are pious. They have only one qualification. Somehow they have taken shelter of my lotus feet. And as this dream is going on, and by the time he comes out, Tamal Krishna Maharaj comes out of the operation theater and he comes out of the anesthesia. And then he sees Srila Prabhupada standing right in front. And he told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, this is what I saw in dream. Prabhupada said, actually this is the case. We have no qualification, no capacity to do tapasya. But somehow if we, you know, surrender and follow the instructions of Prabhupada, then we'll go ahead. Of course, that doesn't demean the, you know, value of bodily tapasya. It is needed. Because if we are putting so much of sense gratification in the senses, it is very difficult to control and focus on Krishna. It is needed. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tasmat tvam indriyanyado niyamya bharatarshabha papmanam prajihiyenam jnana vijnana nashanam. O Arjuna, begin controlling the senses. And the best way to control the senses is to start with some bodily austerity. Start eating regulated. That is how one can begin. But without becoming humble and meek, these austerities may make us proud. When Sati, she wanted to go to Daksha Yajna, and she is telling Lord Shiva, please allow me to go. So Lord Shiva says, please don't go, your father doesn't like me and you will be humiliated there. So Sati says, well, he is a very learned person, why he'll criticize me? So then there Lord Shiva says a very, very important verse. He says, a person may be knowledgeable, he may be austere, he may be wealthy, he may be beautiful, youthful, but if he is not humble, he doesn't recognize the glory of other great personalities. Vidya tapo vitta vapu vayo kulai satam gunai shadbira sattametara smritau hatayam bhritamana durdrisha stabdhana pasyanti hidham abhuyasam. If somebody is proud of all these qualifications of knowledge, austerity, fame, wealth, beauty, youth, he cannot understand the glory of great personalities. So therefore, all our austerities should make one humble. Greater than the austerity of the body is the austerity of the speech. And just like one time, Madan Gopal Prabhu was telling in one of his classes that, you know, we take a vow of following four regulative principles, but after we spend few years in Krishna consciousness, we should take some more vows of not speaking wrong about anyone, not trying to find fault in others. That is more difficult thing. So austerity of speech is, you know, more difficult. And of course, beyond austerity of speech is austerity of the mind, trying to keep the mind focused on Krishna, austerity of the intelligence, trying to study scriptures, austerity of the ego, trying to be humble in front of the devotees. So all these things will make us more and more serious in Krishna consciousness, and we'll realize how great Srila Prabhupada is, how great the process of devotional service is. I'll end with this one small pastime. Atma Tattva Prabhu, he recalls that one time he was doing book distribution, and he showed Krishna book to one person, some South Indian person, he was a Shaivite. And on the back cover of Krishna book was a photo of Prabhupada with, you know, bead bag, and he is holding a champak flower. All of us must have seen that picture. So Atma Tattva Prabhu said, he is our Guru Maharaj, he has written this book. So this person, he looked at the picture and he brought out thread and some small things. And 10-15 minutes, he was measuring various parts of Prabhupada's face. And after 10-15 minutes, he said, this person's features show me that all the four Vaishnava Acharyas are present in him. I wish you had a full form of this. Can you show me the full picture of this personality? So Atma Tattva Prabhu had one picture and he showed him. And he did another study with lens this time. With lens and, you know, some pencil and scale and thread. And then he said, yes, I was not wrong. All the four acharyas are working through this person. You are very fortunate to be with him. and I would like to be a part of your movement in my next life. Agle janam mein I will become your follower of Prabhupada. So Atma Tattva Prabhu said, well, you are a Shaivite, right? I thought you wanted to go to Kailash. He said, yes, if I go there, I can tell Lord Shiva that I want to join a movement like this. So, and he said, I want to spread this dharma everywhere. And he was very happy he bought that book, the Krishna book. So that is the wonderful opportunity we have. So that's how we have become fortunate. And that's how we should understand this process of Krishna consciousness. So with that we'll end here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.